bipartisan gun legislation. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. Hundreds gathering at the White House South Lawn.
President Biden celebrated the first major gun legislation approved by Congress in decades.
It's proof that despite the naysayers, we can make meaningful progress on dealing with gun violence.
But the president's remarks were briefly interrupted by the father of a shooting victim urging more action. President Biden says he does remain committed to things like an assault weapons ban.
I'm determined to ban these weapons again and high-capacity magazines that hold 30 rounds.
Republicans who helped pass the latest gun safety measure have said they do not support new limits on weapons.
Fox's Jared Halpern. A huge meth bust at the U.S. southern border.
This massive meth bust took place in San Diego County, and it is now one of the biggest meth busts in that county's history. More than 5,000 pounds of meth. That's 2.5 tons that were found and seized after it was smuggled in two trucks through the Otay Mesa port of entry. Thankfully, law enforcement and the feds had eyes on it as it came through. But four Mexican men were arrested and charged in this incident. They are each facing between 10 years to life in prison.
Fox's Bill Malugin. Earlier this year, 40,000 fentanyl pills were found in a vehicle in California. An abortion solution is being floated for the Gulf of Mexico.
UC San Francisco OBGYN Dr. Meg Autry proposing a floating clinic for federal waters, thus evading state laws, for states including Alabama, Arkansas, Mississippi, Florida, Louisiana, Texas. She suggests women may find it easier to go to the coast and ride a boat to the floating clinic as opposed to traveling to a legal state. The abortion ship in the fundraising stage now through a nonprofit called Protecting Reproductive Rights of Women Endangered by State Statutes, or PROWIS. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
America's listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Netherlands Prime Minister Mark Rutte makes his first trip to the capital of Ukraine since the Russian invasion. Rutte says perpetrators of war crimes need to be held accountable.
I was deeply shocked by the terrible things I've seen today. Although, of course, I can't even imagine how immense the suffering must have been when the Russian troops were still there.
Rutte visited areas around Kyiv where Ukrainian officials say Russian forces tortured and killed hundreds of civilians. He reaffirmed his country's commitment to supporting Ukraine. A new COVID-19 vaccine soon could be available as coronavirus cases increase.
The federal government says it has secured 3.2 million doses of Novavax's protein-based COVID vaccine. It'll be made available free to states if and when the vaccine is approved by the FDA. Federal health officials say this latest vaccine would offer people another choice to help protect themselves against severe disease or hospitalization from COVID. And they say existing vaccines and treatments are keeping hospitalizations and deaths relatively low, even as the Omicron subvariant BA5 becomes increasingly prevalent.
Fox's Jonathan Siri in Atlanta. The British composer of the James Bond theme has died. Monty Norman was hired by the producer to compose a theme for the first film, Dr. No, released in 1962. Born to Jewish parents in London in 1928, Norman got his first guitar when he was 16. He performed with big bands and in a variety double act with comedian Benny Hill before writing the theme. Later in the series, Norman was replaced by composer John Barry, with whom he had a cold relationship. A statement on Norman's website says he died on July 11th after a short illness. I'm Ann Carrick, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.